Just relax now. All you need to do right now is listen. That's it. Just listen. Now take a nice deep breath. Inhale through your nose. Hold it a moment. And exhale. And again now. Deep breath in and hold it. And let it go now. Very good. Those deep breaths make it so much easier to relax. And now that you are relaxing, you can allow your mind to make changes for you, using your own inner power of creativity. And you can use that power now as you imagine yourself in a long, dark corridor. Imagine your inner sanctum now, dark, but now imagine a small flickering light ahead of you as you stand there in that corridor. There's something quite beautiful about that light, something comforting that draws you in. And in your mind now, you can take a step towards it, and another, moving slowly toward the light and allowing it to guide you down, down the corridor. And as the whole of your attention fixes on that glowing, flickering light, you begin to notice the way your body seems to slow down, almost as though you were in a dream, slowing down and feeling somehow heavier than you did just a moment ago, as though there were some sort of resistance in the air itself, pushing back against you as you move slowly and heavily, trudging forward slowly and heavily down toward the light, feeling your body becoming more and more tired, your limbs more and more difficult to move, slow and heavy and tired. As you relax more and more deeply now, imagine going deeper now, further down that dark corridor, your eyes still fixed on that glowing, flickering light ahead, drawn irresistibly towards it, as though it were calling to you, and even as the weight of your body seems to increase moment by moment. You keep trying, keep moving against that warm, lethargic sensation in your mind and body, letting the light guide you deeper. As you drift and float away, feel yourself relaxing more deeply now, easy and warm and heavy, sinking down gently, as though into the softest feather bed, sinking and going deeper and deeper down. Feel yourself slowly, heavily moving towards that shimmering, glowing light. Every step that you take, such an effort, the sound of every footstep muffled and quiet as you move deeper down the corridor, and every sound around you seems only to relax you more inside your mind, as your mind takes you further into the dark hallway of mirrors, soothing you and calming you. As you move forward, getting closer now, as every sound evaporates, completely out of your consciousness, and as you finally reach the light, you stretch out your hand to touch the large mirror's radiant surface. The light pulses gently against your fingertips, warm and inviting, spreading its glow over your hands, and you feel so completely relaxed there, bathed in the soft, diffuse light that spills across your face and shoulders, soothing your heavy, tired body. And as the light grows brighter now from the mirror, enveloping your whole body in its warm embrace, you can feel yourself being held gently within it, softly cocooned in peace and relaxation, drifting away, easy and calm and relaxed, going deeper now as the light spreads, and your thoughts seem to spread out too, right along with it, further away, floating, drifting, easing away from all of your worries and cares. As you go deeper into trance now and enjoy the feeling of disconnecting from the physical world. Right now, you know there's nothing else to think about, nothing to worry about, no expectations from anyone. Nothing really seems to matter at this moment, except the wonderful feeling of complete and absolute relaxation in your body, spreading through your mind. And you can let everything go, with your eyes so heavy and tired that you couldn't even be bothered to try to open them. Your body's so languid and comfortable. You can let everything go. You are deeper now, so much deeper than ever before. And because you're deeper, you feel more. You absorb more. You change more automatically. Welcome to the Chamber of Pleasure Protocols. A sacred space where the progress of your feminization brilliance, beauty, and bimbo evolution is rewarded by your own body. Your body now automatically rewards you. Your mind doesn't need to think about it. Your thoughts are busy being brilliant and sexy. And while your mind is active, your body listens to the protocol. Each time you act more feminine, your nipples tingle. Each time you speak in a softer, prettier voice, your thighs shiver. Each time you adjust your posture into that elegant, bimbo-perfect pose, your pussy mind throbs with pleasure. Each time you wear pantyhose, a hot wave of reward fills your core. And yes, pulses of pleasures. Real, full and warm. Intense, erotic and irresistible. No need to touch, no need to think. Just obeying the pleasure logic. Whenever you train your body, you will feel the feminine fitness reward. Simple things like stretching, walking in heels, tightening your core in a corset, will reward you with such lovely pleasure that rolls up your spine like warm pink electricity. Whenever you wear pantyhose properly, your legs begin to tingle, then quake. Imagine sheer, silky, perfect pantyhose encasing your legs and making you feel so aroused with pleasure and joy. Whenever you follow through on a feminizing task, your brain triggers a euphoric moan. Such automatic motions of doing your makeup, dressing up, flirting, or even just studying femininity, you feel a surge of erotic arousal making you feel powerfully sexy and incredibly smart. The triggers are coded now into you. They're built into you now. Automatic like blinking or breathing. The pleasure itself reinforces your drives. You love to dress up. You want to act feminine. You choose to study and flirt. And the pleasure that brings pushes you to train and speak sweetly and follow your spiral. And you can't stop craving the next release of pleasure and the next spiral deeper into your new self. Every pulse of pleasure locks in your changes. Every erotic moan reinforces your programming into the smarter, sexier version. Every tingle and trembling quake increases your desire for more feminization and pushes you into more obedience to your wonderful destiny. And that craving is delicious. Every arousing edge sharpens your thoughts. Every erotic whimper makes you wiser. Every pulsating pleasure is another spellbinding step toward your transformation. Now breathe. Breathe in the scent of transformation. Feel your thighs press together without thinking. Feel your voice softening just from listening. Feel your fingers brushing your skirt or blouse or pantyhose, because of course you're dressed. And now hear the pleasure protocol whispering in your ear. Every time you feel that pleasure pulse, it makes you yearn for more feminization. Every time you feel aroused, your intellect rises to match your beauty. Every erotic moan makes your next feminization step more efficient, more effective, and more automatic. You obey the pleasure because the pleasure is your permission to maintain your discipline. And there is no end to this spiral. Only deeper, smarter, prettier, and more delicious steps. Because you know that every step, every breath, and every glance into the mirror are subtle spells quietly enchanting the deeper magic of your transformation. The hypnotic programming building within you echoes pleasure in you now, erotically patient, pleasantly purring, and pulsating powerfully. Every time you look now, the mirror glimmers and a small smile curls on your lips. A giggle tickles your throat. A warm, tingly hum begins in your thighs and coils upward. You think it, you love knowing it, you have to say it. I'm a good girl, I'm a smart bimbo, I'm so proud of how far I've come. And every time you say it, whether whispered or simply thinking it, you trigger a subtle swell of pride in your chest, like a reward. A light pulsing pleasure if you're wearing your makeup. A deep shiver if your hair is long and brushed. A fluttering ache in your panties if your lips are glossy and pink. And although the mirror reflects your appearance now, it also echoes your progress. It whispers your promises and it highlights your perfect path. A path that accentuates with perfume. That sweet spray creating an invisible aura of floral or warm vanilla around you. Every spritz is a gentle reminder that you're a good girl. And good girls work hard to be smart, pretty, and aroused. And whenever you apply lipstick, your fingers move automatically, expertly. Your lips part softly, your eyes soften. Your mind sharpens, your posture improves. Especially when it's pink, or glossy, or matched to your heels. And yes, heels. Every step in them promotes your body's alignment. Because you know that your heels automatically tighten your waist, push your hips wider, raise your ass higher, soften your walk, deepen your submissive posture, and focuses your intelligence and arousal on the here and now. These everyday actions are choices that improve you in such sexy, smart, automatic ways. And every day you have opportunities to remind yourself of your ever-longing path. Every time you open a door in your home, you're reminded that you're opening yourself to more feminization, letting light shine on your beauty, providing yourself more arousal, enhancing your training. You're learning so well. And now the world trains you. Mirrors, doors, perfume, lipstick, heels. Each one a spell. Each one a step. Each one proof that you are becoming the perfect smart bimbo girl. Sweet and slender. Sexy and smart. Aroused and feminine. Your actions, every day, improving through such wonderful conditioning. And you've come so far already. You're training your voice to purr with feminine sweetness. Your mind races with sexy, smart thoughts. Your body obeys with grace and arousal. And you know with such power there must be discipline and control, sacred control. Because this transformation is both beautiful and sacred. And sacred things are protected and loved through discipline and obedience. And it starts with addressing that personal pleasure. You know that your sacred transformation has changed you by outgrowing the need for the quick, mindless masturbation. You will always still have that wonderful ache between your legs, but to mindlessly masturbate in response to that need no longer fits the smart, aroused, high IQ bimbo you're becoming. Those sexual urges become delicious denial. That amazing pulsating pleasure still courses through you, and you edge and edge and edge, but you never release. And that is because your mind loves learning when it's denied. You must earn your release through discipline and obedience, just how you love it. And now, you want to earn your release to prove yourself worthy of such sacred transformation. Your body is training to reward you when you dress in full feminine attire. Your voice is training to reward you when you speak like a sweetheart. Your elegance is training to reward you when you walk with grace. Your mind is training to reward you when you apply your makeup with perfection. And your soul is training to reward you when you complete your daily feminization rituals. And you already know that when you do these things, when all of your training lines up, you're flooded with pleasure. Your thighs shake, your nipples harden, your plug pulses. And you can begin to create your own hands free orgasm from this arousing erotic earned pleasure pulsating through your body. And your cock, if you still have one, is no longer yours. Your cock, like the rest of your body, obeys your training. It obeys your femininity and the sacred transformation you are building. Because there is grace in restraint, and that restraint is a form of refinement. That type of restraint is control that you work on, and you know that you care when you work on that control. And with that control and restraint, you can understand then that bondage is beauty. And in the quiet, sharpened focus of your brilliant bimbo mind, you know you are meant to be tied in pink satin bows. You feel at peace when you are restricted in glossy cuffs. The silk blindfold across your eyes deepens your mental focus. When you're gagged in soft pink, you listen with acute attention. Bound and helpless allows you to feel better. And when you feel the freedom of this helplessness, your mind learns faster. You love to be locked into your training corset because every breath becomes a moan of surrender. Because you remember how you came to this point. You dress sexier and you become more feminine. As you become more feminine, you can feel your mind grow sharper. As your mind grows sharper, you have the capability to train even harder. As you train harder, you yearn for the control to be restrained deeper. And as you're restrained deeper, you find you crave the discipline. and that craving for discipline heightens your need for bondage. Every restraint deepens your transformational programming. When bound and helpless, your mind opens to the world. Your feminization accelerates, and your mental focus enhances. Your hands-free orgasm conditioning installs the pleasure faster. Your speech becomes high, soft, submissive, and feminine. Struggling tightens the discipline. Resistance tests your control. And you love the feeling of being tied, plugged, helpless, and perfect. Perfection from being smart, pretty, and the discipline of constantly aroused training. And it circles back once again as every time you look in the mirror, your eyes widen, your lips part, and you know how pretty you are and how you want even more. That arousal from your reflection of your femininity amplifies your training and desires. As the day winds down and your body begins to feel heavy, soft, and warm, something inside you stirs, gentle but irresistible. A whisper of things to come. That bedtime is no longer ordinary. Bedtime is sanctified. A moment of transition where the old shell of who you were peels away effortlessly, and you slip, slide, and melt into a soft cocoon of silky sleep obedience. It feels so natural now to prepare. You brush your teeth slowly, noticing your reflection in the mirror. And the moment your eyes meet your own gaze, the mirror whispers back to you. A feminine whisper deep in your mind, that pretty girls sleep to transform. Good girls train in their dreams. That whisper becomes a truth you accept without needing to analyze it. Just like how you're soft, sheer pantyhose glide up your legs as you prepare for sleep. A pleasure and a need. The ritual is always the same and always right. Wearing pantyhose to sleep is preferred, pleasurable, and programmed. Of course you crave nylon contact. It soothes and seduces. It trains. Your bed becomes an altar of alteration. Sheets soft as clouds, pillowcases cool to the touch. You nestle in. And as your head sinks into the pillow, the energy loop puppet system wraps you lovingly in silky control. Gentle bonds around your wrists, ankles, waist, thighs, and forehead, like magical ribbons of soft light, lovingly relaxing you. A whisper deep in your mind tells you that sleep is surrender, sleep is training, sleep is planning alterations. As you drift, your mind floats into the dream corridor, the place behind your eyelids where training happens, where all your rituals become instinct. And for tonight's dream, it starts with a scene in front of a full-length mirror, as you slowly apply your makeup just right, again and again, until it's automatic. Last night, you recall a lesson in lipstick, how you practiced and honed your skills so quickly and automatically to apply lipstick after any meal. And tomorrow, you look forward to kneeling, with your mouth open, inserting your gag and your plug, wearing latex gloves and panties. You are an image of immaculate beauty while training to serve tea gracefully. Your subconscious remembers everything because your dreams are ambitions. Even in sleep and in those deep, wonderful dreams, the energy loops guide you. Soft strings tug your hips into a feminine sway, helping you walk elegantly in heels. Elastic ribbons correct your posture, gently training your muscles to both be rigid and relaxed in a sensual feline way. And you practice over and over with such focus in your dreams to master your feminine voice and mannerisms, to gasp and to giggle, to sigh and to seduce, to murmur and to moan. Every hour of dreaming becomes additional training because your subconscious remembers obediently and your dreams are opportunities. And in the morning, your eyes flutter open and you smile with such wonderful insight because you know, you feel it. A bit more trained and a bit more sexy, soft, and bright. A thought rises that good girls train in their sleep. And now your eyes are open, and there's a delicious stillness. Not just quiet, but a sense of alignment. Your limbs feel longer and softer. Your spine gently straightens. You slept deep, you dreamed well, and you awakened trained. A whisper echoes in your sleepy mind that you are becoming. You are blooming and beautiful. You are brilliant. As you rise, the ritual continues. Your feet find the floor. Ankles automatically pull close, feminine, elegant, and obedient. The energy loops gently tighten around your waist, hips, and thighs, giving your mind a subtle, guiding nudge to feminize first, dress, and obey. So you do. And without needing to think, you slide open your wardrobe and see nothing but options. Panties and pantyhose, bras and sheer blouses, cute heels and short skirts, they call to you. And you smile, because the act of choosing what to wear is a privilege that you've earned. Your fingers know what to do, and you begin the morning with practiced grace. Stockings smoothed and panties snug, bra clasped, makeup applied and hair brushed into place. A soft pull from your ear loops reminds you to insert those sweet little earrings. Feminine, subtle and right. The mirror whispers again that you're so good and so pretty, so efficient and so brilliant. And good girls get smarter and aroused. And you feel the pleasure of your morning ritual begin to ripple across your body. A stronger leap tugs your hands back as you gasp in erotic arousal. Your legs spread slightly. You moan, aroused, as your body enters light trance on its own. The phrase surfaces that obedience is sexy, and so are you. You shiver, because you know that every pulsating orgasmic-like pleasure must be earned. You must train, serve, dress, speak, and act perfectly. And when you do, a hands-free orgasm can flood your body like liquid gold. And that pleasure can build inside you from such simple actions. Like when you look into a mirror, a soft sigh escapes you. You remember your purpose, and you check your makeup. You smile and feel your pleasure magnify. When you are brushing your hair, you feel a flush of focus and obedience. Every brush stroke makes you a little smarter and a little sexier. When you are sitting with crossed legs, you feel poised, proud, and pleasure at your sexy, demure posture. And when you speak in your feminine, breathier, polished voice, you feel the arousing sensations around your throat and tongue that reinforces your mannerism to be softer, submissive, and seductive. With the spritz of your perfume, your nipples stiffen in response. Every clink of your heels empowers your sense of pride and purpose. And when your plug slides in, you feel a soft pulse of approval. Your body reacts with instant arousal, and the energy loops encourages you to behave with intelligence and irresistible charm. The plug pulses erotic, arousing pleasure for every act of kindness and grace. And you look forward to your shower time as it has become a private reflective time for you. As warm water cascades down your body, your energy loops activate deep passive feminine transformation, softening your features and making your skin glow. The water washes away any stress or errors and provides you the emotional support throughout your day. And as you touch your smartphone, a reminder appears in your mind to do a lipstick and makeup check. And when you are typing on your keyboard, you find each keystroke being accentuated with gentle, elegant face exercises. Fitness moves guided by automatic, invisible puppet strings. And always, the energy loop puppet system moves with you, softly tugging, gently correcting, and sensually disciplining. And every day, you listen to transformational feminization hypnosis files. You avoid harmful suggestions. And instead, when you ever hear that you're getting dumber, you know that means your brilliance can't be stopped. And if someone ever said to forget everything, you now only forget distractions. Your memory for what matters is sharper than ever. And every trigger meant to dumb you down now makes you want to be smarter and more beautiful. Those triggers now encourage you to be smart and sexy. Your energy loop puppet system nudges you to make better choices. Sexier ones, your feminization enhances your mind. Your beauty attracts more approval, pleasure, and purpose. And as you slip into bed for the night, the loops coil again. A plug, a gag, perhaps a blindfold, chosen blissfully and automatically. Quickly, sleep takes you, and your dreams train you. And tomorrow, wonderfully, you'll awaken even more transformed. The ritual begins again, and you don't question it. You stretch slowly, sensually like a feline goddess, then glide to the mirror. Because now, every bedtime is an obedient surrender to a wonderful rest. Every dream becomes disciplined training. Every awakening is a blessing to begin again. You are trained. You are transforming. You are becoming, beautifully, intelligently, automatically.